All right, Stephen Erlanger now rejoins us. He's the Paris bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times, to talk about the U.S. and Iran and other nations' talks on the Iranian nuclear program. Those talks are over. They took place in Geneva yesterday. Iran agreed yesterday to open its uranium enrichment plant to international inspection in the next 2 weeks. Stephen Erlanger, how unexpected was this apparent Iranian cooperative attitude as the talks conclude?
I think they were compelled to open the Qom facility. They announced it to the IAEA simply, within minutes of finding out that the United States and its allies had revealed it to the IAEA. So if it's going to stay, at least notionally, within its deal with the IAEA, it had to open it up to inspections. What the Americans and others wanted was a rapid inspection before things could be moved around. And the head of the IAEA, Mohammed Al-Bardeh, is due in Tehran this weekend to talk about timing. So the two-week thing was new, and it's a bit of a deadline.
Right. But we are seeing the sort of outlines of compromise and counter-proposals that at least suggest these talks could go on for a while.
Yes, I think they can. I mean, there's already another meeting scheduled somewhere before the end of October. And probably most interesting thing that came out of this was an Iranian agreement in principle to move a lot of its low-enriched uranium made at its plant in Natanz out to Russia and then France to be fabricated into fuel for a small Tehran reactor that makes medical isotopes. That's a reactor that's well supervised. And the idea of taking out a lot of this low-enriched uranium, if it works, should calm tensions.
Very interesting. So, Steve Erlanger, I can't resist. You're on the train between Geneva and Paris. How fast are you going?
Well, we just left the station, but I guess we're going probably about 100 miles an hour.
Nice. Steve Erlanger, Paris bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times, covering those Iranian talks on Iranian nuclear programs.